Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I like to think you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, maybe makes you laugh a little, and helps you move forward. We're going to talk about meditation today, not oh no, what a chore, drag yourself to your mat and sit for hours and struggle with yourself and you're not doing it right and try again. No, that's not what we're talking about. My guest today is Pragito Dove, and she's going to share her radical approach to meditation with us. There will be laughter and lightheartedness and quite possibly joy. I will bring Pragito on the air in just a minute, but first, you all probably know by now how passionate I am about the importance of a daily spiritual practice. When you make that commitment to reconnect with the divine every day, everything in your life changes, and I'm living proof of that. So last week, I put together a free call to share practical tools, things you can use right now to jumpstart your daily spiritual practice. We talked about things like how you can connect in seconds, really feel that connection, and ways to shift your thinking about spiritual practice to make it something that's fun and something you want to return to every day. Now, I would like to give you the audio of that free call so that you can start to change your life and start to reaffirm your connection with the divine. If you head over to fogcitypsychic.com/practice, you can trade me your email address for access to the audio. It really is free. It's not one of those fake free things that ends up being a pitch for some $10,000. No, I don't do it that way. It really is free. It's my gift to you. fogcitypsychic.com/practice. And now, Pragito Dove is a master trainer, speaker, and meditation expert who teaches people how to transform pain and anxiety into joy and inner peace in order to achieve real-world success. A best-selling author and laughter meditation advocate, she founded the Laughing Buddhas Network to make success and happiness accessible to all. She's the author of, among other books, Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. You can find out more at Pragito's website, discovermeditation.com. Pragito, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. I'm thrilled to be here. Very excited.
Oh, good. Well, I won't let you down then. We'll make it thrilling. It'll be a fun experience. Now, what is it that got you interested in meditation? What started you on this path?
Well, it started in my childhood. I had a very painful and challenging childhood. And I promised myself, even when I was a small child, that as soon as I could, I was going to find a way to heal myself. And when I got to my teenage years, I mean, I heard of meditation, but I thought meditation was as you described it at the beginning, you know, I had to sit for hours and it just seemed boring and so on. And also I had so much inner turmoil, that I simply could not sit still. There was no way I could do that. And then I heard about a range of expressive meditation techniques created by Osho, who was in India at the time. He's passed away about 20 years ago now. And they sounded very intriguing to me, because the idea of these expressive techniques is to, I'll take laughter as the example, because that's the most fun one. When we laugh in the first stage and express ourselves, we are releasing mental, physical, and emotional stress. And then in the second stage, we sit in silence. So it makes it much easier and quicker to drop down into the inner silence, the inner peace, and the inner calm that we all have inside us. And what happened to me over time doing all these techniques, there was the laughter, there's a tears meditation, a gibberish meditation, which is great for releasing anger and frustration. There's a dancing meditation, a humming meditation. What happened to me was that my heart started to heal as I released all this inner clutter and inner turmoil. I got better, and I started to feel calm and relaxed and centered, and it was like a miracle. And so that is how I got to be healed. And because I had such success with healing myself, it became what I teach others and help others with.
Mm. I know that those things that you described, laughter, gibberish, dancing, they all sound like fun. That can't be a spiritual practice, right? It sounds like play. That can't be what you mean, surely.
Well, the tears meditation isn't always fun, you know, because that one's for facing our grief and our pain. But having it in a meditation context really helps in a very powerful way with the healing.
And I love the idea that this is expressive. It is letting something out instead of shoving things in. I think a lot of times, especially in our society, Western society now, we just shove and shove and shove and swallow and swallow and swallow. And what you're talking about is opening a tiny door to release.
Yes, because when we express these energies out of the body and mind, then we're freed up and we can relax, because first of all, meditation is based on relaxation, and we can't relax if our body is full of all these stresses and tensions. So then who wants to close their eyes? You know, no thank you. So as we release the stresses, and you know, it's amazing how much physical stress you can release, and then as the body relaxes, it helps the mind relax, it helps the heart relax, and then all of us can start relaxing, and then the benefits of meditation really start to kick in, which is our creativity is released, and our clarity of mind is there for decision making, and we feel happier, because the joy is there inside us, the love is there inside us, and we've reconnected back with it again.
Mm-hmm. And I'm remembering your description in the book, in Laughter, Tears, Silence, of a difficult childhood. Is there's a little bit of room for forgiveness in there as well, too, isn't there? When you kind of empty out, when you make space for releasing some of that.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. And it's interesting because I used to hear, you know, people saying, oh, you know, you have to forgive your mother, because it was my mother that was very, very, very abusive. But what I realized was it was difficult for me to forgive my mother while I was afraid of her, because actually I was terrified of her.
Oh, wow.
But as I healed the fear, and the laughter helped heal the fear a lot, as all these meditations helped heal the fear, and as I healed my heart, then I was able over time to move into forgiveness, like real forgiveness, not just in my head, not just saying it, but really feeling forgiveness and, of course, compassion, which is the highest form of love. And I was able to eventually get to that place of compassion.
Mm.
But, you know, it's difficult to forgive somebody if you're afraid of them or if you're still deeply wounded and full of pain.
I never thought of it that way, but you're right. You can't genuinely give anything freely if you are in fear or in pain.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. I didn't really realize, I didn't consciously do this. I was just kept doing the techniques because I knew they were working and helping me feel better. But, in fact, when I started out, I wasn't even aware how terrified I was of my mother. But over time, of course, I came to realize it. And then I was able to heal that and heal my heart. Because otherwise, I think that you can say you forgive somebody, but maybe it's just from the head. It's not really real, you know, because it has to be visceral to be real.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of these meditations. They change you on a cellular level. They work with the body as well as the mind and the heart and the emotions so that the healing is integrated into every part of us.
This is great stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pragito Dove. You can find out more about her and her work at discovermeditation.com. We'll be right back after this.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little...
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I've got all my people with me. I've got Chris, the amazing Chris. I've got Pragito Dove, a master trainer, speaker, meditation expert. We've been talking about meditation, especially about expressive meditation. Meditation that releases so that it allows you to seek to sink more deeply into that meditative state. Now, Pragito, we were talking about laughter before the break, and you can share a laughter meditation, a laughter exercise with us on the air. Is that right?
I can, yes. And we can just do it for a very short amount of time just to give everybody a taste of what it's like. So what we're going to do is we're going to shout out, Yahoo! Three times, and then we're going to burst out laughing.
Okay.
That's the first stage. And then I will do a chime. The second stage, when you hear the chime, we will sit in silence. And then I will do another chime, and that will be the end of the meditation.
Okay.
And we can do this for under 60 seconds. Excuse me.
I thought maybe that was Yahoo, but it wasn't. That wasn't the Yahoo. It was a false.
No. All right. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, great. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Hello.
Hello. That is fun. Okay. And you know what was really interesting? I don't know if you heard Chris come on the line, but Chris said that when we went into silence, he had alarms going off in the station because of, you know, how dangerous dead air is, of course, when you're on the radio. And isn't that funny? In our busy lives, in the way we push forward, right? Dead air is terrifying. Sitting in silence can be really scary.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about, one of the things, here's a secret thing, that I worked as an actor. As a kid and as an adult, and one of the things that I learned, among many other strange and interesting tidbits, is that it's very difficult to laugh if you are not relaxed. And if you try to pretend to laugh, you're not going to be able to do it, right? That the only way to really laugh is to let go.
Yes, well, you know, that's an interesting point that you raise, because actually what I teach people is if you can't feel any genuine laughter coming, fake it till you make it. Because if you do, like, ha, 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 you see, at some point the real laughter will come.
Right.
So it does help to trigger. And the thing is that laughter, it helps us relax. So we might not be relaxed when you start. I mean, yes, it is easier to laugh when you're relaxed. Absolutely it is. But if you are not relaxed, you can start and fake it. or you can find, you know, there's so many funny videos on YouTube or whatever it is to get yourself started, because it's the thing with getting yourself started. And then what happens if you can do a practice of this every day, just, you know, I encourage people just make a point of laughing every day. Then it gets easier and easier, because it's like you're exercising muscles, you're exercising the laughter muscles, and then you can laugh at the drop of a hat, so to speak, you know?
Well, in that, since I've never done this before, I don't know like what, you know, what the right way was, but what I felt was that when we stopped laughing and went into that silence, I was still smiling. I had a huge smile.
Yes.
I didn't have my clenched meditation face. I had a really big, honest smile.
Yes. And that's why this technique is so incredibly amazing, because what gets to happen in the second stage is that you can feel the laughter on the inside. See, normally laughter is a very extroverted activity that we do with other people. And you can certainly do the laughter meditation with other people. But when you close your eyes and drop down inside, you feel what it feels like on the inside. And it feels good. And that is helping us get in touch with the inner joy that we all have. So not surprisingly, you have a big smile on your face. The laughter acts like a bridge to take us deeper, because it's a lot of energy and it carries us deeper inside quicker down to that place of inner joy and wisdom and silence and peace and calm.
Something that you said in your book, in Laughter to Your Silence, is that happiness is our essential nature.
Yes.
Can you say something about that? I was not raised to believe that happiness was my essential nature. I'm aware of it now, but I wasn't brought up to think that.
No, I wasn't. I was brought up to believe that life was a hard, difficult struggle and something you had to get through. That's how I was raised. But the truth is that every child, every single child, which means every single person on the planet, is born filled with laughter, filled with joy, filled with love. We are all connected to that divine source of love and laughter and joy and happiness. And it is in there. But if you had a childhood like mine and you're taught all these negative things, then what we do is, see, I shut down. I shut my heart down and I lived from the neck up. I just lived in my head because it was too painful to live from my heart. So I had to sort of laugh my way and using all these techniques to open up again, open up my heart again and trust that I did deserve love and happiness and joy. And then as we open up, what is already in there, see, this is the magical secret, that we don't have to go out and find joy somewhere else or even through somebody else. It's already inside us. What we seek is already in there. Really, all we have to do is get rid of the inner clutter, heal the pain and fear, and express out the emotional turmoil and all the mental turmoil and the physical stress, which you can do with all of these techniques. And then it's already there. The joy, the happiness, it's already in there. It's really cool.
And it's ours. We are the gift we're looking for. We're holding, we have it.
Yes. Yes, we all are already there. We just learn to trust and be our authentic self, which is what happened to me. I having, you know, expressed out all this massive amount of inner clutter, then what emerged was the real authentic Pragito, the real me, not the person that was living in her head, ruled by pain and fear, But the real me, which was a person full of joy and happiness, and the creativity, of course, pours out too. And then I started writing books and teaching and so on. And I can share this with many, many people. And it's really a lot of fun when our creativity starts to pull forth. Because that's when we really feel filled with joy, when we are doing the work that is our creativity, and it's also our purpose here, because everybody has a purpose. Yes?
Yes. And I think so many people want to know, what is my purpose? How can I find my purpose? And the answer is, maybe you're holding it. You just need to uncover it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, our inner wisdom, we all have inner wisdom. Our inner wisdom already knows our purpose. It's already in there. And it is just a matter of releasing all these different layers of stresses and tensions, and it's all revealed to you.
That's wonderful. And it makes me want to ask you about the connection between expressive meditation and the law of attraction, about how we can get started to make that connection, start that process of clearing. But I see we're coming up almost to the break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pragito Dove. On her website, discovermeditation.com, you can find out more about her, more about her work. There you can get on her mailing list and get all kinds of good stuff. And we'll be back with Pragito Dove right after this.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud.
James Sakay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment. As she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart, as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Let's cruise away from here.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is Pragito Dove, author, master meditation teacher, and we're talking about expressive meditation, about meditation that allows you to, in a short time, open up to clear blocks, to open a place where you can express yourself more fully, live more fully into your power, into your joy. Now, just before the break, Pragito, we were talking about how the laughter meditation, beginning that practice, can help get you in touch with your purpose in life, help with forgiveness, with fear, with everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is there a connection then between this kind of expression, this kind of spiritual expression, and law of attraction teachings about bringing to you the things that you want in your life?
Yes, absolutely there is. In fact, the laughter meditation, because I teach a wide range of meditation techniques, the laughter meditation is the one I recommend most for the law of attraction, because the law of attraction states that like attracts like. It's actually just a one-trick pony. It doesn't care who you are or what your status is or how much money you have or don't have. All it does is match. So if we take our vibrational level on a scale of 1 to 10, if your vibrational level is up the positive 8, 9, 10 level, then that's what you are transmitting, that's what you'll get back. If it's down at the 1, 2, 3, 4, then more in the negative area, then that's what you get back. And all you have to do is look at your life and see what's happening in your life. And it's telling you right there what kind of vibrations you're transmitting. And so what the laughter meditation does, it helps keep us up there on that 8, 9, 10 level, which is really where we want to be for the optimal results for the law of attraction. And meditation is awareness. So the more we do, this is where the second part of the laughter meditation, where we sit in silence, and it helps you be aware of how you are feeling, because about 90% of the power of the law of attraction comes from our feeling state. Yes, we want to have positive words going on in our head and be speaking positive words and doing positive actions. But it's our feeling state that is the most influential with the law of attraction. And the laughter meditation triggers us into that higher vibrational level and helps us attract good things. You know, laughter is a very attractive energy. People like people who laugh. People like comedians because they want to go and laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rare that you meet someone who doesn't like to laugh. So it's something people really like to do, and because it feels good. We feel good, you know? I mean, there's been tons of scientific research to prove everything I'm saying, but perhaps for most of us, we don't need the research because we just know that laughter makes us feel better. And as we feel better, and we're also relaxing because laughter is very relaxing for us, then our creativity can pop up with all kinds of great ideas. If we are in a bad situation, we just lost our job, our finances aren't very good, or we're having trouble with our teenage daughter, whatever it is, then as we laugh, this helps our creativity come up with creative solutions to our situation. And it also gives helps to give us, keep things in perspective. You know, it helps remind us of the good things in our lives. Because one thing, this is another little technique that I teach, which is to focus on the good. Because sometimes when we have bad things going on, we tend to focus on them. But what we want to do is focus on the good in our lives, focus on what we have, which brings in gratitude. And connecting in with laughter or meditation, then it helps us attract. This is, you know, how the next day you might have a new job offer, or suddenly your teenager's doing better again, you know? It's quite magical, and it also kicks in the law of magic, which is when things happen that we never would have dreamed of in a million years, then good things happen. See, we're kicking in all these universal laws when we keep ourselves in a positive vibrational state, and it's very, very powerful.
And as I understand it, the universal laws are always in play. So whether you are at the top end, the happy end of the scale, or at the horrible, fearful end of the scale, those laws are still in play.
They're always in play 24/7, and that's where the awareness comes in, meditation being awareness. And so the more we are aware we are moment to moment of our feeling state, of the thoughts in our mind, then we can do something. We have, that gives us a choice. We can do something to change it and bring ourselves up.
Now, the book is called Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. Where do the tears and the silence come in? I don't always associate tears with that high vibration or attraction of good things.
Good question. Well, first of all, pain is a part of life because death is a part of life. And so we have to talk about death a little bit too, because it's the fear of death, or it's pain because somebody died that we know, someone we've lost. I mean, we experience pain for many reasons. And tears are the opposite of laughter. It's like the other side of the coin. And there's often situations in life where we might either burst out laughing or we might burst into tears. Mm-hmm. And this is from the heart, because sometimes if the pain is so great or our feelings overwhelm us, we just burst into tears. And the same can be said for laughter. Because the tears are an expression of the heart. The tears meditation is also an expressive meditation because we are expressing our heart, the deepest feelings of our heart, and to cry is deeply healing. It heals the heart. And so what this meditation does, the tears meditation, it gives us permission to be sad, to cry, to feel our loss, to feel our pain, because feeling is healing, so that we can heal and find the wisdom to continue on. It doesn't, you know, we can't bring the person back, of course, but we can come to a peace with everything instead of carrying this weight of sorrow inside us. It lightens our load, and it's putting it in a meditative context, because it is a meditation technique. So rather than feeling lonely and miserable on your own because you have a lot of grief, when you do this meditation technique, it gives it a context in which you can express your grief and eventually come to peace. And as I said, you know, pain and grief, it is a part of life. And what we find is, and this is certainly what I found, is that it takes us deeper and it matures us. And it brings us eventually to compassion, which is the highest form of love.
So laughter opens the door.
Yes, laughter is the top level, if you like. It opens the door, opens us up. And then as we go deeper down, the pain, the pain will emerge if we have old pain, which I did. Mm-hmm. And then the tears help cleanse and heal the pain. And then in the third level, the silence, we drop down below the laughter and the tears, deeper down to our center, which is 2 inches below the navel, our center of silence and inner peace and inner calm and inner wisdom and of love. And that is the place where we want to find ourselves, because then we can live from that place in our lives, deeply rooted in ourselves.
And you can be quiet.
Pardon?
I'm so sorry. We can be quiet when we get there, because we've let all that stuff out, all that stuff we held, all that stuff that was in the way that kind of blocked the entrance. We've let go of it.
Yes, exactly. It's been dissolved. And then we are so deeply rooted in ourselves. So, you know, if you imagine a tree whose roots are deep and healthy in the ground, then if a hurricane comes along, the tree, it might bend a little bit and lose a few pieces of fruit, but as soon as the hurricane's over, it will right itself, be fine again. And that's like us. So when I was young, if anybody said something mean to me, I mean, I was devastated. It took me months to get over it. But after I'd done all this healing, you know, if somebody says something not very nice or something, then I can, you know, stay rooted in myself, and it doesn't affect me so much at all.
Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pragito Dove, and we'll be right back after this.
Talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I love the music between the breaks on this show. I bet I probably say that every week. Golly, I love it. I feel happy every time I go into and come out of a break. So thanks, Chris. You're awesome. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and I'm with Pragito Dub, a master meditation teacher and author. Her new book is Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind, Open Your Heart. One of the genius things about this book is that there are tons and tons of little meditations that you can do that don't take an hour and a half, that don't take 30 minutes. Some of these meditations take only 4 minutes, and there are some in there, right, Pragito, that are only 1 minute.
Yes, and actually the shortest one is 30 seconds.
That's great.
So I've got something in there for everybody, depending how much time you have. 30 seconds, 4 minutes, 1 minute. Because the important thing is to get started somewhere where you feel comfortable getting started. You don't have to start with an hour. That's way too long for most people.
That's right. 20 minutes can be way, 30 seconds can be a good starting place. 20 minutes is long for a lot of people, I think.
Yes, it is. It is. So I always tell people to start with the 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Now, on your website, which is discovermeditation.com, you have something called the Laughing Buddhas Network. What is the best name ever for anything? What is the Laughing Buddhas Network?
Well, it's our worldwide community of people, and all of us want more love, more happiness, more inner peace for ourselves and for everybody in our lives. And what I share, that is the Laughing Buddhas Network newsletter, and it's free to sign up. And I always send out a weekly meditation and laughter tips and bits of news and so on from the world of laughter. And I also share where I'm speaking and my radio shows, like your radio show. This radio show was in there in the last edition. And the latest classes. I teach a lot of teleclasses, and the latest classes and so on, if people want to join in anything, any of those.
That is wonderful. And you also teach people who teach other people these techniques. Is that right?
Yes, I do teach a training. because there's a lot of people who are very interested in these techniques and want to share them with their students and clients. So I do teach trainings. Yes, I teach in-person trainings that I do here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I also have teleclasses where I teach people online.
And you've got an upcoming 6-day event. Can you say a little about that?
Yes. In that 6-day event, this is in person here in San Francisco Bay Area. And I'll be teaching, well, certainly all the meditations we've been talking about here today, including from the 30-second stop to experimenting and trying out all these different expressive techniques, and covering subjects like love. We have a section for love because there's a lot of techniques that are great for the heart and opening the heart and for relationships. And there's also a business section because the idea is that everybody can make money, can learn how to make money from teaching these techniques.
Ah, so it really is. This isn't just, you know, have greater spiritual awareness. This really takes this and it makes it practical. You're really practicing what you preach and making it possible for people to put this into action and see kind of real world results here.
Yes, absolutely. I'm all about real world results because, you know, my vision is to reach millions of people worldwide with this techniques. And that means I want to train a lot of people. And I want them to make money from doing this so that in turn they can share it with many more people. This is how we reach more and more people because this is needed. You know, like you were saying, there's a lot of people, they're in a lot of pain and fear and they don't know where to get started. And with these techniques, you can start, as I said, with 30 seconds. There's over 150 techniques in my latest book, Laughter, Tears, Silence. And you can find a way to get started that suits you because everybody's different. Different techniques suit different people. And so I've made it possible that it's appealing to whatever kind of person you are on, whatever stage you are at in your healing process. Mm. You can get started.
And I know we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to just quickly talk about the value of this kind of meditation, expressive meditation for children. Can you say a little about that?
Yes, there's a chapter in my book, my latest book about children. And actually, I raised my son doing these meditations. His favorites were the laughter and the gibberish techniques because... Mm. And the reason they're important for children and very, very easy to do with children because children love to laugh and they love the gibberish. They need to release their stress. Children have a lot of stress, even little ones. Mm-hmm. And then they need downtime. They need quiet time. So, children absolutely love, in particular, the laughter meditation and the gibberish meditation. And they're also great meditations to do together as a family that you can do with your kids. And you don't have to call it meditation. You can just call it a fun exercise or so. And I don't make children sit. I mean, if they want to sit, that's fine in the sitting mm-hmm. stage. But they can also lie down. But they're very, very beneficial for children and very easy to do with them. You can just do it for a short time to try it, to really get used to it. And then my students report to me that their kids ask their parents then, can we do it? And they want to do it for longer. So,
and isn't that great? Because what you're doing is starting a habit, not just a habit of expression, but a habit of awareness, right? That will yes. last them their whole lives.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is wonderful stuff. We are at the end of our time together. Is there something you'd like to leave us with today?
I think what I want to encourage everybody to do is start some kind of meditation practice, whether you like to try the laughter and bring laughter in every day. Find out about the, you know, anybody can send me an email at info@discovermeditation.com and ask me a question. But find a way to start some kind of meditation practice, even if it's 30 seconds a day, that is great. Or 1 minute a day, because it really does help you when things get tough, you've got this inner resource. Don't wait till things are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Start now and build this inner resource so that when things do get tough, because life can go up and down, you have that inner resource to draw upon so that you can stay relaxed and your creative ideas can come forward, and then you can handle situations much more easily and in a more relaxed, creative way and get productive outcomes.
Okay, that is fantastic. Pragito, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I had fun too. See, that's what it's all about. Yes. That is all the time that we have for today. You can find out more about Pragito Dove and her work at discovermeditation.com. If you would like a free audio about jumpstarting your daily spiritual practice, you can find that at fogcitypsychic.com practice. You can join me tomorrow on CBS Radio. Oh, no, wait, Friday on CBS Radio. I'll be a guest on the Bright Star Cafe. Maya White and Sue Hines are going to ask me pithy interview questions, and I'll take calls for readings on the air. There are details about all this good radio stuff at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click on the Out of the Fog radio logo. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be the Reverend Denise Van Vliet. She's the author of The Way of the Modern Mystic. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.